have the brachas of Yaakov to the children, and the two children that stand out are Yehuda and Yosef. We've spoken a few times about the malchus of Yehuda and Yosef. This is a different inyan I'd like to speak about in comparison. First, let's start with the Chazal. It says, Yehuda, ato yeducha checha, amr b'shemeichoi. What it says, your brothers will admit to you. In other words, there will be a certain type of Kabbalah from the brothers. So Rav Shimon Yochai says, what's the example of it? Thank you very much. Amar Rav Shimon Yochai, you kol achecha nikroin al shimcha. Everyone, Klal Yisrael, will be called on the name of Yehuda. Ein adam oimer Ruveni ano Shimoni ano. Nobody comes along and says, I'm a Ruvenite or a Shimonite. El Yehudi ano. I am a Yehudi. So that's why it's a kiyum of Yehuda ati yiducha checha from the fact that they call themselves Yudoi. L'chura, there's almost a stira, but Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he calls Klal Yisrael al shem b'nei Rachel because it says HaBen Yakili Ephraim or Noichi Tergalti as Ephraim. It goes on all of Klal Yisrael. HaBen Yakili Ephraim is talking about Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. And B'meilat, it's a kiyum of the fact that Klal Yisrael is Nikra al Shem Rachel, Ephraim being from Yosef, from Rachel. So, L'chura, it says that Klal Yisrael is called al Shem Yosef. It's called al Shem Ephraim. And here it's called al Shem Yehudi. You're right, it's not called Reuven and Shimon, but it's called, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him HaBen Yakili Ephraim. Besides which, how do you understand it with the fact that Klal Yisrael is called Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yisrael Yisrael. What's the additional point of calling themselves Yehudi, Yehudai? That is one inyan that we want to see. The bracha that Yaakov gave to Yehuda was as follows. He said, Yehuda, ato yiducha checha, yotcha be'oire v'yvecha. You will have a... you are going to be able to kill the enemy from the Orev. It's, what is the mile, what's the difference whether you kill the Oyev from the front or from the back? Rashi says, Yotcha b'Orev v'Yivecha, be made David. The key of it was David, because David said, V'Oyvai tatali Orev, that you gave me my enemies to hit from the back. My nafgemina. I mean, the main thing is you kill that. I mean, that's it. What's the difference if it's a makas oiref or it's a makas ponim? It's interesting. I had a machshav. I didn't find anywhere a raya to it. But Levi Emily, it says by Yehuda, by David, when he killed Goliath, so he shot him with a stone. The normal way in which a person falls when he's hit with a rock on the head is backwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest and he fell forwards. The reason Chazal give is so that when he has to cut his head off, it would be closer to him. I think there's also a kiyum of Oyev Vayivecha. In other words, if he would have fallen backwards, the way normally from a blow you fall, so when you cut his head off or when he falls, he's falling with his front. When he falls with his on his face back, when he falls on his face frontwards, so when you cut the head off, that's going to be a makas oiref. So it's a kiyum of makas oiref. It's a literal kiyum of oiref. But still, what's the difference? What's the toichim? What's the difference between oiref and ponim? The Chazal say that Yosef, who is called Yosef, Chazal say it in two oifanim. One is that he was mekadesh Yerushalayim b'seiser, and that's why he was called Yehosef. He had a name added to him, meaning that he almost had the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal says someplace else also that anybody that was Nitzel from Avera, that didn't do an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a letter from his name. Those are all very, very positive inyanim, where somebody's Nitzel from Avera and you get an additional... you get an additional letter that you're almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become more like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moisiv, one of his letters. That's the Chashivas of it. By Yehuda it says that he had the entire name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very strange. Yehuda is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei with the addition of Dalet. It's a strange type of Mahalach. I mean, what's the difference? You're missing one letter or you have a letter extra. I mean, isn't there a klal of Yesik and Maninotl Domi? What's the difference why these people, Yosef is somebody that Nitzel from Aveira, you get a letter of one letter close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda, who at the end of the day was Nichshel the Aveira, whatever it is that Chazal call it, he was Nichshel. He did Tshuva, and it's great to be about Tshuva, and it's Makkish about Tshuva, and so on. But why is it that he gets the entire name of Kadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, I would say, you know, at best, about Tshuva is somebody that becomes like a tzaddik gomer. And yes, you know, it's Yosef Nasala and this and that, but at the end of the day, what does it mean he has the entire name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean that an Abriya has the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu plus another letter? One more comparison between Yosef and Yehuda I want to bring out. Yosef, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about, when Yaakov speaks about Yosef, he says like this. He starts off by saying, Ben Peras Yosef, Ben Peras Ale Oyen. That Yosef is somebody who is very, very charismatic. That's what Rashi says. Everybody admires him. Everybody looks up to him, and so on. Bonos tzod al Yeshur, the girls would stand on the walls to catch a glimpse of him. In other words, Yosef was overawed people. He's very, very impressive. And but then it says, Vayimaru varobu vayistimu balechitzim. He got into a lot of trouble, and people, his brothers and everyone made life miserable for him. They were jealous of him, and so on and so forth. So Yosef is somebody who towers, and he's called at the end of that pasuk. He says, "Kiyana l'roish Yosef l'kod koyt nizir echav," that he's called the one who towers over his brothers. Nizir echav means he's above everyone else. He's separate from everyone else. He's a cut higher than everybody else. So the chshivas of Yosef is given that he is so much more than his brothers, so much more chashiv and towers over them, and the brothers are jealous. Yehuda is somebody who it says the bracha is that ato yiducha checha, your brothers will admit to you. They're going to own up to the fact that you're the melech. There's not going to be any enmity. So what qualities, when you compare Yehuda and Yosef, what is it about Yehuda that that he has the mila that his brothers don't? You almost see the pasuk is saying Yehuda and Yosef. Yosef towers above Yehuda. Yosef is greater, but there's friction between him and his brothers. Yehuda has a mida that his brothers are able to admit to him. Yishtachvuch ob ne'avicha. By Yosef, they ask, Haboy novim nishtachve. By Yehuda, he says, Yishtachvuch ob ne'avicha. And then also when he fears us, he says, Ad ki yovoy shiloi, velo yikhas amim. Until the Melech HaMashiach comes, velo yikhas amim is a passive term. Nations will gather around him. It doesn't say, Hu yakhil amim. Like the Rambam, when he speaks of Melech Mashiach, he says what he's going to do. He's going to mechazik the das, that he's going to be mekabitz netchei Yisrael. The Loshen, v'lo yikas amim, means, and around him will be drawn the nations. It's a very passive Loshen, which I think is similar to the Yoducha Hecha. So Yehuda has a certain mila, which is Yoducha Hecha. Yosef is bigger, and yet it's Vayomaru, Verov, and so on and so forth. We mentioned before, and this is certainly the Inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Yehuda, the two milas. But we spoke about the mila of Baal Tshuva and the mila of Tzaddik Gomer. I want to speak about it from a very different angle. The Rambam says, when he speaks about the Rambam in the very beginning of the Yisodei Torah, speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. And then he says, the next parak starts, the mitzvah is Le'av Le'yira Esakel. The first mitzvah after Emuna is Av and Yira. So Ram says, how does Av and Yira work? Av is when a person perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's overwhelmed by the tremendous Chachma, and he has an extraordinary craving to become part of that chachma, and he's drawn to it. And the Rambam says, and as he's thinking this very thought, he's overwhelmed by a sense of insignificance. And he says, Mi ani anoichi beryash fela and sheikhin b'chaymer fela, and so on. I'm a nothing, a nobody, standing in the presence of the Tamim Deim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the totality of Seichel and Chochmah, so on and so forth. That's the Avin Yira. So the Rambam puts them together as one thought. He doesn't say, what's the mitzvah of Ava X? What's the mitzvah of Yira Y? He puts it together as one thinking process that has in itself two facets. These are the Ava and Yira are the yesodos of the way in which we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's on the emotional level, which is the first important. I mean, intellectually we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Echad and so on and so forth, and all these inyanim that Rambam speaks about. Okay, now what about me? So Ava and Yira are the first two mitzvahs of my approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam says they are actually two facets of the same process. And let's try to describe the Nekuda. Whenever I want to be mechaber between two inyanim, lemashal, let's take it on a personal level. I want Reuven to learn from Shimon. I'm sending Reuven to learn by Shimon. So two things need to fall into place for there to be a hashpah, to be a flow of hashpah and chibar. The first thing is Reuven has to perceive Shimon as chshivas. He has to say, wow, Shimon has wisdom. Shimon has what to offer, and so on. That's the first insight. For a person to be koveya, a rav of any sort, the person needs to say to himself, what is there? And he has to admire Shimon. And it has to be something that's meaningful to him. If I don't have an interest in music and someone introduces me to this person as the world's greatest musician, you know, I may acknowledge it and I say, I guess if everybody says so, I guess that's true, but I don't have any personal feeling for this person's music. I don't know. It all sounds the same to me. It doesn't make a difference. It means an emotional evaluation, an emotional harocha for something that is great. That is the first step. But the second, the question of how much will I learn from this person really depends on what kind of sense do I have about myself. Am I a kli kibble for it? Lamashal, if I meet somebody that I think is very smart, very knowledgeable, etc., etc., I think this person knows a lot and has a lot to offer. But I don't, you know, I consider myself to be kind of a peer, or I have a different derech, or I understand things differently, or whatever. So my reaction will be, you know, like Yaakov told us, Yilucha shalucha achi, you know, be happy with what you have, and I'll be what I have. If I meet someone who's a peer of mine in a different derech, so I don't shtel zuchtzu as a Talmud. I have tremendous kavod arav, kavod achacham, I should say. Kavod achacham, this person is a gevaldik, Mahalchim, this and that. It's not for me. So I have harocha for the person. I admire the person, but I'm not a klikim for it. I'm not missing that. It doesn't interest me. It doesn't, whatever it is. The person is a tremendous bal diktuk, and I have great admiration, but doesn't interest me. I'm not, it's not my thing. So the level, the relationship will be determined by two things. One thing is how much do I look up to the thing? And do I look up to the one who's going to be mashpia? And the second one is, how much do I perceive an inadequacy in myself? A muscle ma'adavadayma by the tzluchis Hashemen, by Elisha, he told her, as long as there will be empty kalim, the oil will keep pouring. When you run out of empty kalim, there'll be no more oil. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be mashpia if there's no kli kibble. So without a kli kibble, it's not going to work. The most basic relationship in the Bria, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Hashpa on his most basic level, Zacha and Keva, the word Zacha, like we learned Rosh Hashanah, Zachrusay of Hashaifa, is something that fills something else, something that's Mimala something. So the Zacha has to have what to be Mimala with. Nekeva is Miloshin missing something, and that's why it's a Loshin also of Kaboy, meaning like Klola. It's a Chaser. Nekeva is, the word Nekeva means a Chaser, and the word, that's where we get the word Kavoy, meaning Chaser. In as much as the Nekeva is a Chaser, the Zacha is Mashpia. If the Nekeva is not a Chaser, the Zacha cannot be Mashpia. So in the most basic relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria, of Mashpia and Mushpa, of Zacha and Nekeva, all those relationships, two things have to come into play. One is the her of what the godless of the other is. The other one is the her of my own vacuum, my own need to how much am I lacking? That is the Pshat in the Rambam. That's why the two midas of Av and Yira, as regards a Kadosh Baruch Hu, have to come in one shot. In other words, when a person approaches the idea of a Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whatever the Rambam describes him at in all his grandeur. That's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. What's it to me? What's it to me depends on two things. First of all, my deher of the goddess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Ahava. In other words, the Rambam says Ahava is the admiration and desire and how much am I drawn to this? What do I evaluate it? So when I see the great Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, when I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, that is the Rambam calls Ahava. But if I don't concurrently deher where I'm lacking, it's a meeting of the great minds, me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me. It's you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, I'm great. If there is a lack of, if for every drop of harach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't deher a chisaron in me, there will never be a chibur between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the darga, so the two machshavas together are really a complete picture of one relationship. I sit down and look around the world and I say two things. There is a source of infinite wisdom above me, let's say, and I have so little of it, I have nothing of it. And then it's possible that there's a flow between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me. That's the oimek of the Rambam's Av and Yira coming as one machshava, binding the two together. This begins the process. If this is my attitude, then the rest of Yad HaChazaka makes sense. Then I want to know how to daven, I want to know how to learn, I want to know how to conduct myself in business. I want all of this chachma to come flowing down, because there is so much chachma and I possess so little of it. That is the Yisrael Rambam. In the Milas of Klal Yisrael, in the Milas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, in the Shvatim, like we said, every Shevet in itself is has its Milas. The Mila of Yosef is a Pchina like of a Zachar. Yosef is the stunning beauty of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael at its most sublime heights. He was in Mitzrayim, and he stood above, shoulders above everyone, didn't stoop to Avera, wasn't Nichshol, and so on and so forth. Yosef is the Nazirecha, he's the giant. And B'meila, he is the one that is Miloshin Moisif, just like the Azachar is Gematria Bracha, I mean, it is, Azachar is Gematria Bracha. From Azachar comes a tremendous Ribui of Zerah. That's the Pchina Zachar. Yosef's Midah is connected to the Midah of Zachar. And Yosef HaTzadik is the Koyach of Hashpo and Klal Yisrael. The Koyach of beauty is the Koyach of Mashpia. So when Yosef walks, people look up and they say, wow, This is the Yofi. This is Klal Yisrael at its height. That is the koach that Yosef gives over. But the problem with that is that it's a midah that's only 50% good. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael Ephraim, because this is the most beautiful part of Klal Yisrael. HaBen Yakil Ephraim, Mayelet Shashuim, is this print of Yosef. This is Klal Yisrael at its beauty. He looks like Yaakov, whose shufra is Adam Arishin, and Adam Arishin is the Mus Talmoy. This is the part of the Bria who most closely resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his name is Yehosef. It's Kimak Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You created man and made him a drop less than Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Yud Kei Vav. And then no more. No one could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and that's that. That is the Maila of Yosef. That's his Midah. But it's a Midah that a lot of times is hard to be Mashpia. If somebody's Koach is his Godless, it also brings out in the person he's being Mashpia to a Snagdus. If somebody comes to me and he presents himself as being a very huge Talmud Chacham and a genius, Seichel says, I should say, okay, I want to learn from you. Midas says, no, I don't want. He threatens me. I don't like that. The hisnagdus that Yosef brings out is a byproduct of him being the metzias of being so much higher than everybody else. That is Yosef's shortcoming. And it's not a personal shortcoming. It's the midah of Yosef carries us of that shortcoming. And therefore, it's not shayach that it should go, that should become the moving force of Klal Yisrael. Yehuda's midah of Haidah is the second midah where he can lower himself and expose his own lack of something. The Targum says over here, And like we say, the Targum, even though in the more poetic Halakim of Torah, he adds a lot, but he adds something here, Yehuda ato yeducha checho. So Lachor, it pretty much stands good to the sentence. Yehuda, your brothers will admit to you. The Targum adds, Yehuda ato hoideisa v'loi bohis, you were moda, and you weren't embarrassed to be moda, Achicha will be moda to you. Where did he see it in the pasuk? The Teretz says the Targum saw it in the word ata. Why doesn't he say Yehuda Achicha Yoducha? Yehuda, your brother, moda to you. The Teretz says Yaakov said Yehuda, your mida that you possess is something that your brothers will be moda. And the reason is, let's take a personal example so that it's easier to understand it. If I come in contact with somebody who is undoubtedly brilliant and smart and knows and chulum chulu, and he has a touch of arrogance or haughtiness to himself, it arouses in me a certain counter feelings, because basically, if I'm going to tell him I'd like to learn from you, there's that unstated sentence, you are better than me. And that person is out to prove that in a very subtle way, and no one likes to do that. It's a certain sense of losing yourself and so on. Let's say the other person's midah is that he's a moida al emes. The other person's midah is that he himself is very humble, and there's no sense of self to him. Then I am able to relate to that midah as well. There is no threat when I come in contact with the other person, because he's selfless. So just like if I learn a sefer, if I learn a chiddush Reb Chaim, I'm not going to feel down because Reb Chaim is so brilliant and so on. Reb Chaim doesn't exist. It's just a sefer with words. So there's no problem. If a computer does something quicker than I do, I don't have any feelings. But if a person does it, I do have feelings. So the midah of a person who himself brings out the what he's lacking is a mida that allows me to learn from him without feeling threatened. It's a mida that's also mashpia, but it's mashpia in a much deeper way than the first mida is mashpia. So the Targum says, Yehuda, Ato, you Yehuda are the one that you are mida yourself. You stood up and said, I was nichshel, I lived with her thinking she's a zayna, and tzadka mimeni, and now I wanted to kill her for no reason. To get up and to say that means that Yehuda possesses no self. And b'meila, there's no problem to bow to Yehuda. There's nobody that's becoming bigger than me, because Yehuda has no self. So b'meila, Yehuda is mashpia selflessness to other people as well. Yehuda is the hoida, he's the moida, and b'meila, it's the he's the one that steps over. It's in the name itself. When Leah says Hapam Oida Hashem, what she means was, for the first three children, she had good reasons why she deserved it. Hashem saw that I'm the one that was despised unjustifiably. Hashem heard my cries and knows how terrible I suffered, you know, because of Rav and so on. Hashem did this, Hashem did that. Those are the first three children. She pinned it on Schusim, you know, not driving, but Schusim herself. By Yehuda, she said, it's got nothing to do with me. It's Ola Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's absolutely nothing that I could say here I deserved. And the Mela, it's Kulei Matan from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shayrish of the meat of Yehuda. So it's not the tshuva per se. We're not dealing with the Nikud of tshuva, but tshuva in the deepest way, the ability for a person to deher what he's lacking. And in a sense, it's a much harder mida. It's easier to appreciate, I can appreciate what the other person has, but to appreciate what I don't have, to correctly come to grips with what I'm missing, that's a mida of Yehuda. And that's the mida of to be Maida. So Yehuda possessed that Mida, and that's why, that's what the Targum puts in, Yehuda Ato, you, because you were somebody who could stand up and selflessly expose yourself, then your brothers will not have any problems to come and to bow to you, because there's no ego that they're bowing to. That's why Lo Yikas Amim, as the gula to the world he's going to bring automatically. In other words, there's somebody that will fight the enemy and vanquish the enemy. For you, it'll come in Mela. This is also the pshat in the Oref Oyevecha that we asked, that you're going to when a person stands up to somebody else, that's nahida. So if, let's say, somebody fights me face to face, and he and we struggle, and I win, so I won, but the person went down fighting. That's the mahalach of fighting somebody and not giving in. It's face to face. There are two times when a person shows his irif. When he's running away. Running away means the person said, I cannot win. There is no fight left in me. Or when a person is mishtachave, the irif also comes, the oyef is what comes out. Yehuda vanquishes enemies when at the end of the day it wasn't a pshat that the enemies put up a good fight and they said, and Yehuda was stronger. That would be a pchinas of Yosef. Yehuda's enemies left the battlefield being moded to Yosef, to Yehuda, that they that he's the stronger, he's the melech. Tatali oyref ayvecha, you gave me the oyref of your ayev. And that's why Golias, Levi Emily, I didn't see it, I looked for it a little bit. Golias, had Golias fallen backwards, it would have been a fight. And still David would have won and so on. Golias is somebody that is, Golias is somebody that is going to, he hit him, but his dying was a hoidas baldin to Yehuda, rather than a it's standing up to David or Yehuda and winning. It says we asked about the adding the letter to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. In a person, how does a person? It says that Lasad Lavot Tzaddikim are going to be Nikral Shmoish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzaddikim will be called in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very hard. I mean, we don't deify people. We don't, we don't idolize people, don't deify them. Chas v'shalom. What does it mean that Tzaddikim are called? And it brings Raya from Yisrael that he called the Mizbeach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a shout in the Pasuk, who was called Kael, and so on. Chazal say it's a very Peledik Chazal. So let's understand it. There are two ways in which a person can be Mizdamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is by being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will never be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yivat HaChasrei Mat Melukim. By definition, a person can rise to great heights. And you find a lot of times Chazal, when they want to extol a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Malachim, did you see what a bus of a dump did? Take a look, it's a Yilurisha, it's a bus of a dumb. Like, the person is risen above being a Yilurisha, a bus of a dumb. But there's no such thing as being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Yehosef is three letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a little, there's a gvul over there, there's a seif after Yud Kei Vav. You can't go all the way. That is the natural limitation when no person will ever be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal for the other half. Let's say a person is a prime minister. So the prime minister of the government means that he's the head of the government. Many ministers, defense minister, can have a lot of power and be very powerful and almost as powerful as the prime minister. But by definition, he'll never be as powerful as the prime minister. He can't. That's the nature of one is called the prime minister, and the other is called minister of defense, treasury, etc. Let's say the secretary of the prime minister. Secretary signs with the prime minister's name and speaks on his behalf and calls people and says, this is the prime minister's office and, I'd like to meet you this and this day and so on and so forth. So that's not machmas gadluso. It's not because he is a bigger person than the defense minister. It's the other way around. It's because he is so buttle to the prime minister that there is no self. My name is not important. I don't go around saying my name. I'm the prime minister's phone line. That's all I am. So b'meila, because I'm completely buttle to it, that's why I can be a conduit for the entire prime minister. I sign on his behalf. I write the letters, etc. When a person stals of Tzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a gvul. The Dalit of Yehuda, the Sfarim Kadoshim say, the Dalit of Yehuda is, in the Gemara Shabbos, when it speaks about the meaning of each Aleph base, the Dalit is Dalim, Dal, somebody who does not possess, pauper. The Yehuda can carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name because he's the Dalit. So, in other words, I am the Dalit, and the Mela contain the entire Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yehuda is carries the entire name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's not coming to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Machmas Gadluso, but Machmas Shiflusso. I am nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, the parak we read when it was Kippur we spoke. That he said, I gave you from yourself. Whatever I gave you, the entire, everything I've saved up for the Mikdash is for you, from you. All I've done is taken from one packet to another packet, because my packet is your packet. That's the Mahalach of David. It says also, as far as say, that the Melchem is Gog versus David. It's interesting. Mashiach ben Yosef is supposed to be killed in the Melchem is Gog and Magog, and then David will take over. Without knowing what exactly it is and how it is, the one thing we can declare is as follows. The Sfarim say that Goig and David, Goig is Gimel Vav Gimel, David is Dalet Vav Dalet. The Gimel in the same Gemara and Shabbos, Gimel Dalet is Gmoil Dalet. Bestow Chesed, bestow upon the Dalet, about upon the impoverished one. So the Gemol is, the Gemara says, why is the regal of the Gimel stick out? Because he's trying to be mashpi on the Dalet. And why is the Dalet's back faced to the Gimel? Because he's embarrassed. Because when you take from somebody, you're embarrassed. Goig is the metzias of haughtiness in the Bria. The metzias of mashpiim. They're from the Yefes. They are the essence of great, the godless of Umus Ha'olam. They are the godless of Umus Ha'olam. And it comes with the haughtiness of someone that perceives as godless. Yosef fights them, and Yosef is vanquished. David is the entire metzias of Dalos. It is, he perceives Anoichi Tolas V'lo Ish. His whole metzias is what he's not. B'meila, he is Omed Keneged Gog. The one who's completely bottle is Omed Keneged Gog. I want to add one more Kneich. It says, the Targum says, you are Maide V'loi Bohis. You weren't embarrassed. The Gemara says, if somebody does an Avera and he's mispayish by Mechon Kobe Naisof, it means right for Shaul. I mean, what do you mean a person is Moda without being embarrassed? A person should be deeply embarrassed by the Averas he did. So what does it mean, the Mile of Yuda, you weren't Bohish to be Mizvada? Shouldn't a person be Mizbayish? And the answer is like this. Let's give an example. I don't know something, and I want to ask somebody. So there are three dargas. One is, for instance, if I ask somebody which train goes, I don't know, if I want to get a train to New York, when does the train go? And the person tells me 9 o'clock. I'm not embarrassed because I don't consider that information to be significant. I don't think I have to be a walking timetable. And b'meila, I don't feel any pachisas are covered if I don't know it. So there, the lack of busha is a lack of haracha for the thing. And that's bad. So the prince doesn't have very, another thing to tell everybody, you know, chmanatzana was b'chal Shabbos. Then that's bad. Then the person, that type of lack of busha is a bad lack of busha because it comes from a lack of caring about whatever it is that he you know, the Averi did. Let's take the second darga. A person doesn't know information and he's embarrassed to ask because I need to pretend I know. So I don't know Pshat and Taisvis. I know it's embarrassing not to know Pshat and Taisvis. It's important to know Pshat and Taisvis. And I'd rather pretend I know because that's a bigger covet than to actually know. That's a very big concern. And then there's the person that says, I don't know, because it's more important for me to know Pshat and Taisvis and to get that information than to pretend I know it and to cover up for it. That's the Vloibohis. Yehuda knows that exposing what he lacks means it allows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Memale. If I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu I did something bad and I want to confront it, he's allowing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Mashpia. If I come and respond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I say, HaShivein Avinu Sarasecha, and mentally the only Aver I can come up with is a minor Aver because I'm afraid to confront the real issues that I face, then I'm making a statement. Better to have a false fig leaf than to have an emissa teichen. Yehuda took pride that to be a dal in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask for tzedakah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a bizoyan, because I will have what I need. I need it, and the big bizoyan is not to have it, and not to pretend that you have it. That's the malchus of David versus Yosef. So we have two mahalchim in Hashpa. This is an extraordinary part of it. In the malchus of Klal Yisrael, in the mashpia on other people, on the shleimus ha'adam and hashpa on other people, we have two malchus in Klal Yisrael. We have a malchus of Yosef / Ephraim that is greater. Yosef never did averis. Yosef carries in himself the towering beauty of the tzaddik gomo, who never ever stooped, never lowered himself in terrible nisyonos. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says HaBen Yakli Ephraim. The closest to the beauty of man in perfection is Yosef HaTzadik. The V'tachasreyu Matna Lekim lies in Yosef HaTzadik. And he's Mashpia and Klal Yisrael, the Mila of Tov. He allows Klal Yisrael to perceive the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I see a person who is of towering stature, I say, wow, I'd like to get to know the God of this person. Where did this person learn? Who is this Rebbe? Where's the God that he worships? Because I see a godliness in him, I see a greatness in him. And that's the first step in Hashpa. That's the molded of the Ava in a big sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Torah and so on and so forth. But the second problem is that has a limitation. Because in as much as there's godless there and doesn't have the koch of Yehuda, then I'm lacking something. Then I'm afraid to get close to it because it means I'll become small. If what I see in a certain place is this is a yeshiva with great tremendous iluim and so on and so forth, I can admire it, but I feel very threatened. And I don't want to feel threatened, and I can't make that move. I don't see any zbatlus. There's a ma'isa I read recently, an extraordinary ma'isa, when Shlomo Zalman took the job in Kol Torah. You have to say something. Jobs in those days were very, very, very scarce. Kol Torah was an established yeshiva, was a very chashvi yeshiva. And they asked him to say a tryout shir. He said a shir, and pretty much in the beginning of the shir, Rabbi Yonah Mertzbach, who was a very, very big Talmud Chacham, he was a Yeki, a very, very big Talmud Chacham, who was one of the Anhal of Kol Torah, asked him a very strong kasha on what he said. Very, very strong kasha. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, he thought for a minute, and he said, you're right, I made a mistake. He said afterwards he had like two or three ways to wriggle out of it, but he knew that he made a mistake. And he said, I made a mistake. Okay, you're right. And he continued, whatever. He came home, he told his wife, I blew it. He said, the tryout shir, I had just gotten into it, and someone caught me in a big mistake. He'd got the job, and Rav Schlesinger, who was Rosh Hashiva at the time, said that as soon as they heard Rav Shlomo Zalman say, I made a mistake, they knew that was the person they want to be Rosh Hashiva. In other words, in as much as you'll be Mashpian Talmidim, with the godless of your Torah, but that's not opening them up for Torah. And they will be awed by it, they'll be overwhelmed from Shlomo Zalman, they'll take it. But it's not making them into a Kli Kibul. But if they heard their Rebbe say, I made a mistake, I stand corrected, then they become Kli Kibul for the rest of their lives. They have no problem standing next to something that's emis and saying Tzadka Mimeni. The hashpah of that Tzadka Mimeni is a much greater hashpa than the hashpa through the godless Torah and so on and so forth. Obviously, it has to come from somebody who is a godless Torah and someone that tzadkim meni is a very hard one, and you still say it. That's the malchus of Yehuda. The malchus of Yehuda is he was mashbian klal Yisrael, that there is no shame except for the person who covers up what he's lacking. To stand in front of Emes, and to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to say, Tzadka Mimeni, I'm wrong, is a covet for a person. it's right for a person, because a person is only as much as a kli kibul for something else. And if he clogs up the kli kibul with garbage, with fake content, and then he doesn't become a kli kibul for emes, that's a real bizarre person. And the mile of that mida is it arouses no hisnaktus from the other person. If in the greatness of the person there's no sense of self, and the person is as frank about his own shortcomings and his desire to fulfill those shortcomings, then it's mashpia on everybody without any confrontation, without any resistance from the other person. That's the Ma'ala of Yehuda. So Yaakov Avinu gave two brachas, and he said, Yosef is the person that's mashpia this avra. He's mashpia the godless of Torah, the godless of avoda, the godless of everything, and he's the zirachov. But the shortcoming is vayemaru. They did not like him. That mida in itself cannot work in its own right, because it has a built-in, it increases the resistance as it becomes greater. Yehuda is the one, he can bear the entire name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's no self. If I'm Chaim Yankel, so I can't bear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Chaim Yankel is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I'm nothing, all I am is the bearer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I carry a stamp, if I sign my own signature, it doesn't carry the weight of the person on top of me. But if the signature I stamp is I have a stamp of my boss to stamp letters for him, then of course I can stamp for him, because it's not me, it's him. He trusted me. It requires an extraordinary sense of not me, only him, to be trusted with that. But then I can be as big as that. I can have the whole Shem Havaya, because it rests, because the more I hollow out inside myself, the more I have the more I'm a kli kibul for something that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Klal Yisrael in its universal aspect, and every person himself, like going back to Ramadan we started with, every person himself has two midas that he needs to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. One midah is the perception of greatness, the perception of the godliness of the Chachma, and so on and so forth. And the second one is the perception of how little he has. No matter how much he appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, he will not absorb. He doesn't have a kli kibul fit. So he can look at the asich shemen. He can look at the pitcher pouring oil, but he's got nothing to fill it with. Baruch Hashem, I'm smart. I understand. I'm a good person. It's that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, but what's it to me? I don't have any room for any improvement. In as much as a person is kli for himself, in as much as a person is moedav leibayis, he becomes a kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that second hisbainus, when you look at it first, it sounds kind of, what an awful thought to think. The first part, the first half is you think how great, wonderful, chachma, and so on and so forth. Second one is I'm a nobody nothing. Your nobody nothing means in as much as you have room for improvement, that's how much there's room for that kivaldika chachma pour in. And even though Yosef starts the process of tikkun and gula, Yehuda is the one that lo yikas amim and at kiyavoshim.
She's more open, she can come much bigger. She should also become somebody big, that she's as big as him.
And Achna hates Chisara.
Yes, Achna is the awareness and perception of one's lack.
The fact that we see about Yosef, it's like the Shem Shemayim was always in his mouth, and he says the brothers, it was Hashem, we always say it was Hashem who brought me,
right.
But it wasn't really as spotless the way Yehuda is
ever thought. But at the end of the day, he's shown out his stronger meter was the reason of what he was.
Right.
He could go and have to say, listen, I did it.
Right.
I wasn't Nichshol. So that's a very big meter.
Right.